It was a weekend of mixed signals for Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts. U.S. Special Envoy Anthony Zinni brought Israeli and Palestinian security officials together for the first time in a month. Both sides agreed to make moves that could lead to a formal ceasefire. At the same time, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said he was outraged at Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as he displayed 50 tons of weapons that Sharon says were destined for the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israel invited foreign diplomats, military attachés, and reporters to come to the Red Sea port of Eilat and see some of the 50 tons of weapons Israel captured aboard a ship in the Red Sea last week. It was an impressive display. Pallet after pallet of neatly labeled anti-tank missiles, mines, and Kalashnikov rifles. Israeli officials say the arms came from Iran and were packed in special watertight containers that were to be left at sea and picked up by Palestinian fishing boats off the coast of Gaza. At a news conference, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Yasser Arafat has built an empire of lies and called him a bitter enemy of Israel.
There is no doubt it was led by Arafat. It was his initiative. He instructed to pay the money. He sent the people. And he is fully responsible for that terrible thing that could have happened to us.
Even the liberal Haaretz newspaper said the ship proves that Arafat is, quote, preparing for a huge escalation, including the ability to equip hundreds of suicide attackers with explosives. Sharon said the arms cache makes Israel reconsider concessions to the Palestinians.
We have to be very, very careful when we will decide the steps that we have to take. Because one must understand the steps that might be taken in the future are irreversible.
Palestinian officials continue to insist they had no connection to the weapons shipment. The Jerusalem Post newspaper today quoted an unnamed Palestinian security official who admitted that members of the Palestinian Naval Police were among the crew. But he said they took the job for money, and the arms were destined for the radical Hezbollah group in Lebanon, which has had difficulty smuggling arms through Syria since September 11th. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath says Sharon is using the capture of the boat as an excuse.
I don't think Mr. Sharon is prepared for that kind of ceasefire. I don't think Mr. Sharon wants to go to the difficulties of facing political questions that he does not want to answer to keep his coalition together. And maybe also to deal with his own ideological problems.
And yet, as Sharon lambasted the Palestinian Authority yesterday, U.S. Envoy Zinni was hosting a joint meeting of Israeli and Palestinian security officials, the last meeting of his four-day peace mission. Zinni said the two sides discussed a proposal for Israel to ease closures in areas where there was quiet and for Palestinians to continue their crackdown on extremist groups. Before he left the region, Zinni described the meeting as positive and constructive and said he sees a chance for real progress.
It is a long road and a long path, and my mission is clearly to start on that path. And it has to start with security, and it has to start with countering terrorism, and it has to start with security cooperation.
After 15 months of fighting and the deaths of over 1,000 people, most of them Palestinians, the majority on both sides seem ready for a ceasefire. Zinni returns later this month to try to formalize an agreement to stop the violence and return to negotiations. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.